Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Killett, your host. Jimmy Akin still in studio with us for another hour of open forum. If you have a question about the Catholic faith, we'll do everything we can to get you an honest and helpful answer. And that number is 888-318-7884. I'm only going to give it out a couple times during the hour, so make a note of it if you're thinking of calling. 888-318-7884. Hello, Jimmy.
Hi, Cy. So I've got some good news.
Okay.
We made our $20,000 matching challenge last hour.
Where's the sound effects, Nick?
Woo!
Oh, Nick's clapping.
He's applauding. Got solo clap. Also, more good news, we have another $20,000 matching challenge for this hour. So we need to get to work all over again. But it's our last hour, so this is crunch time. The heat is really on.
Yeah.
We need to go out strong. We need to make this matching challenge. You can help us do that when you call 888-291-8000. Once again, that's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And you can do that even after this hour is over. So if you're listening on the podcast or watching us on YouTube or Facebook later on, you can still help us out with this radio drive. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And if you're in another country, say you're in Asia, I know we have listeners in Hong Kong, we have listeners in Indonesia, we have listeners in Australia, we have listeners in Germany, in England, we have listeners all over the world, in Africa, wherever you are, you can give us, you can contact us at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Even if you only have a cell phone, you can use your cell phone to go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's designed to work with your mobile device, whatever it is, and you can support Catholic Answers Live and help keep us here on the air. And to tell us a little bit more about how you can help, here is our president, Christopher Check.
You gentlemen are doing a great job. I'm so grateful to you, and I'm very grateful to everyone who has called over the past 2.5 days here, 1 hour left to go, and been so generous to us. Cy, Jimmy, I want to make a special appeal. I caught the last hour there. I've been on the phones talking to some wonderful people, by the way, and I want to tell you about that. But first, I want to make a special appeal. Cy, you were saying at the very end, there are those people who can write that $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 check. Here at Catholic Answers, we have two major giving societies. We have our President's Club, which is anybody who supports us at the $1,000 or more annual level. So your gifts for the year total $1,000. It can be one-time gift. It can be whatever that is divided by 12.
84.
Thank you, Jimmy. And so, yes, they didn't hire me for my math skills here. Or you can join our founder circle, which is anyone who supports us at the $5,000 or more level.
Which would be $417.
That's right. Very good. And just round it up to 420.
Yeah.
If you go to Catholic.com and hit the donate button, you'll see there's a link there that describes in detail the President's Club and the Founder Circle. And to each of these giving societies attach benefits. For example, if you belong to our President's Club or Founder Circle, you get a free copy of everything the Catholic Answers Press puts out over the course of years. All the books that we do, all the audio that we do, all the video, any product that comes out that you want, you get a free copy of it. If you join our Founder Circle, you get two free passes to the annual Founder Circle Weekend, which is an annual meeting that we have with the senior staff of Catholic Answers and our major supporters, where we talk about the strategic plan for Catholic Answers. And we have a great croquet tournament too. But that's a time for us to look to the future and see what's going on in the world, how Catholic Answers can address it, and we value very much the input that we get. So I want to extend a special invitation. If you're in the President's Club, maybe you can upgrade, you know, for a few thousand dollars more a year and join our Founder Circle. If you are in neither, maybe join the President's Club, or if you're capable of giving a gift of $5,000 or more, join that Founder Circle, and we will be very, very grateful. It is expensive to run this radio show. And as we were talking about yesterday, when our signal was going all the way to Turkey, right, to reach all these people over all these different media that we operate in now, you know, this show was a radio show. It still is.
Yeah.
But originally it was on AM radio or terrestrial radio, right?
Yeah.
But now it is on every possible means of delivery that we can be on. And to provide that, to build the app, to provide the YouTube feed, to provide the Facebook feed, to do the video feed as we do now, all of this costs a considerable amount of money. And we need your support.
It does, and that includes people who are in our higher-level giving societies. In fact, I wanted to thank a couple of people who will be joining them. One is Father Joseph. He's donating $100 a month, which over the course of a year will add up to more than $1,000, so he'll be in the President's Club. Thank you, Father Joseph. Also, Don is donating more than $500 a month, so that's more than $6,000 during the course of a year, so that's going to put him in the Founder Circle. Thank you so much for your generosity,
Praise
Don.
God. 888-291-8000 is that number to call, 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. More than half the lines open right now, so you will get right in. No waiting if you dial 888-291-8000.
I want to remind our listeners, and I hope I don't sound heavy-handed here, everyone who is a confirmed Catholic— right, and this is in the Catechism, and it's in canon law. If you're a confirmed Catholic, you have an obligation to—that's the word—to evangelize. Right now, not everybody's going to evangelize as well as Cy Kellett or Jimmy Akin does, or Tim Staples, or Carlo, or Trent. Right, but all of—and then—and maybe you don't have a supporting role at Catholic Answers, like Nick the engineer, or Marie, assistant producer, or Darren the producer, or the many people in customer service, or the people in marketing and video, and all the people who make this magnificent apostolate run. You know, 40-some employees, right? But everyone is capable of making some kind of a gift, large or small, to Catholic Answers, and anyone who makes a gift today, right, gets that free copy of Father Hugh's lecture, How to Pray. So no matter the size of your gift, you're going to get a free gift from us as a thank you. I've been on the phones, and I'm going to get back to the phones and let you guys get back to work. I took three calls struck me in this last hour. One was from a member of the Syrian Orthodox Church,
uh-huh.
And he is in Toronto. Syrian Orthodoxy is not available to him there, and by virtue of that absence, right, he is now looking at coming into the Catholic Church in Toronto. And
wonderful.
So he and I had a conversation about what would need to be done there. And because of contacts that Catholic Answers has with the St. Philip Neri Oratory in Toronto, I'm able to put him directly in touch with a priest who's going to be able to help him. The other two calls that I took, so praise God for that. The other two calls I took were people really who are on a very, very fixed income. And one of them was a disabled vet living in Austin. He told me his Social Security check is $268 a month, right? But he made a gift to us nonetheless. So whatever size check, gift you can make to us, whether it's joining our Presence Club or Founder Circle, and we're very grateful for those large gifts, or a gift of any size, as Jimmy said at the end of the last hour, God is going to reward you manyfold in response to that. So please, my folks, please be generous. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. We have to meet this match. Please don't let this money stay on the table.
And it's $20,000, dollar for dollar match. If you're able to pledge five, it's going to be 10 to us immediately. If you're able to pledge 10, it's 20. If you can do 100, it's 200. You know how that goes. For this hour, if we can use up that $20,000 also, we will be in very good shape towards being fully funded for the year. We'll give you, for the rest of the next quarter.
Cy, you said this at the end of the last hour. I'll say this and then I will shut up. Anyone who is looking at making a large gift for Catholic Answers and they want to know more about the apostolate, they want to know more about our finances, they want to talk to me about the strategic plan, send me an email at president@catholic.com and I will get back to you. Or when you call in, 888-291-8000, just say, I'd like Chris Check to give me a call and I will call you back.
888-291-8000. Time to do our regular job. Thank you very much, Chris Check.
God bless you guys.
And let's go to Hunter in Washington, D.C., listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Hunter, thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. Your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for taking my call. First off, I just wanted to thank you guys. I was an atheist for most of my life, went to study philosophy at a secular liberal university, and came out of Catholic in no small part to the work that you guys do at Catholic Answers.
Thank you.
And so I just, I'm very grateful for you guys and the place that you guys have played in my life. My question for you has to do with, I've been reading works by Bart Ehrman.
Oh, yes.
Specifically, How Jesus Became God.
Mm-hmm.
And with a skeptical lens, of course. Mm-hmm. But he has a chapter in this book about whether or not Jesus claimed divinity for himself during his lifetime. Of course, Bart Ehrman argues he did not. He cites many arguments for this, but the one that has been giving me the most trouble was what he considers to be false prophecies that Jesus had about eschatology, about the end of times, specifically the ones in which he says things like, this generation will not pass before these things occur, or you will not get to all of the houses of Israel before the Son of Man comes. I know that there is a preterist view that is accepted, but beyond that, I was wondering what kind of, how are we to interpret that? Because in Ehrman's defense, that does, that can, out of context, look like a failed prophecy of Jesus.
So there are a few texts in the Gospels that are relevant to this, and I've done a careful study of all of them. I think I have a treatment of all of them in my book, A Daily Defense, so you might want to check that out. One of the... there are different ways that you can handle this. Now, one of the ways that is sometimes used, and this is especially used by people who are known as futurists, who think that most Bible prophecy and most of the book of Revelation is still to be fulfilled in the future. They will sometimes point out that the word for generation can mean the same thing as race. So it's like this Jewish race is not going to pass out of existence before all these things happen. And that would explain, you know, the passage that where Jesus says this generation will not pass away. While it's possible for the Greek word to mean race and not just a contemporaneously existing generation, like when I'm talking about my generation, for example, it seems to me that that's not the preferred explanation. I, after looking at all of these texts, I think that the what you call the preterist explanation is the one that is to be preferred in all of these cases. Preterism is a view that holds that much of Bible prophecy, or even most of the prophecies we find in the New Testament and the book of Revelation, have been fulfilled towards the beginning of Christian history, such as, for example, by AD 70 or within the first few centuries of Christian history. And just to quickly look at some of the texts where Jesus talks in this way, if you look at kind of at the midpoint in the Synoptic Gospels, Jesus says that some are standing here who will not taste death before they see, you know, God's kingdom coming in glory. And so that, well, okay, that's indicating some of the people right there, some of the disciples are going to still be alive and they're going to see God's kingdom coming in glory. So in each case, in each of the three Synoptic Gospels, when Jesus says that, it then goes on to say, and so many days later, the transfiguration happened.
Right.
Where some of the disciples went up with Jesus on a mountain and saw him transfigured in glory. So it seems that just interpreting the evangelists on their own, in each case they have that time connective saying so many days later, this is what happened. So they're reporting the prediction and its fulfillment right then in Jesus's lifetime. Then when you move to the what's called the Olivet Discourse, which is where Jesus talks about the destruction of the temple, if you look in Mark and Luke's version, the destruction of the temple and when it's going to happen and what's the sign of it going to be, that's the topic on the table, not the end of the world. It's when is the temple going to be destroyed? And Jesus says it's going to happen within this generation. Well, he's saying this in AD 33, and it happened in AD 70. So that's less than 40 years later. It was within that generation. Now, in Matthew, because Matthew likes to build big discourses where he stitches together things Jesus said at different times in his ministry that are on the same subject. That's how we get the Sermon on the Mount, for example. Well, in Matthew's version of the Olivet Discourse, he's added some parables at the end that deal with the Second Coming. But the passage about this is going to happen in this generation, that still applies to the temple. You also have an incident where Jesus is talking to the high priest and says something similar about you're going to see the Son of Man coming with glory. And that's a reference, it seems to me, to Jesus's exaltation and the coming in judgment that happens when he judges Jerusalem. One of the things you find when you study the nature of apocalyptic language is it's not always meant to signify a literal cosmic catastrophe. Moses Maimonides, in his Guide for the Perplexed, he was a medieval Jewish scholar. He has a whole section on what apocalyptic language meant. And, you know, you'll have language in the Old Testament where it talks about the stars falling from heaven and stuff. And it's very clear from the context that this doesn't refer to a meteor shower. It refers to God's judgment on a particular kingdom and how its high officials, who are seemingly like the stars of the sky, will fall from their positions.
Mm-hmm.
So the stars are being used as a symbol of high-ranking humans. And when you see this kind of apocalyptic language in the New Testament, even though there is a cosmic catastrophe in our future, you also have this kind of middle judgment where, just like God came in judgment on various cities, including Jerusalem, in the Old Testament at various times, Jesus is predicting he's going to come in judgment in the same way on Jerusalem in AD 70. And so I would point to those. Like I said, I've got more information about that in A Daily Defense. Also, I wrote a commentary on Mark's Gospel that you can get on Logos Bible Software, where I go into the Olivet Discourse in great detail. And just Google Jimmy Akin and some of these things, and you'll come up with more information.
Hunter, thanks very much. Do you think, Hunter, hang on the line. I think we could just send him a copy of Jimmy's book, Daily Defense. I mean, you know, he was just telling us how important Jimmy and the other apologists here had been in him.
That would be great.
Coming to the faith. Let's send him that. Okay. Hang on the line there, Hunter, and assistant producer Marie will be with you shortly, and we'll, if you'd like it, we'll send you that book. Again, we come back to you again. Now we're approaching the last half hour of our current pledge drive. We are, it's things have slowed down a bit this hour as far as our appeal to you and your response to it.
We need to pick it up.
If you haven't given yet, now would be the time to do it, because we have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match on the line right now. A very generous donor. We've had a real wonderful help from generous donors who are able to make these big donations this pledge drive. They know that the summer is a time where it's hard to raise funds, and so they gave us the money to do it. So the way it works is this donor has said, if you raise the $20,000, I'm going to give you the $20,000. Go out and raise $20,000 this hour, and I'll match it, every bit of it, any amount anybody gives. If they give a dollar, if they give $5, if they give $100, if they give $1,000, if they give $5,000, I'll match it up to $20,000. We're a long way from that right now. And so we need your help. 888-291-8000. We've really been blessed, actually, over the last couple days with calls. I feel like it feels providential, some of these calls that kind of illustrate what Catholic Answers is here for and what this program does around the world. I mean, people calling
both,
to say—
Both yesterday and today, we had people calling saying, I want to become Catholic.
Right.
One in a Muslim country, another coming from a Protestant background that's quite, in some cases, opposed,
right,
in her case, to the Catholic
and
Church.
And Hunter, who just called and said he's an atheist,
who became Catholic through our efforts, and it's our honor to serve, but it's your generosity that makes it possible for those things to happen. If it wasn't for the generosity of our listeners, the signal would not be going out. We would not be reaching those people. So just the calls we've providentially had, I mean, we didn't set these things up. We didn't know they were coming. But the providential calls we've received yesterday and today illustrate the power of your generosity to impact lives and to impact souls. And it does make an eternal difference. Please give us a call. We have lines open for you right now at 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
I walked in Christianity for a long time as a Protestant and non-denominational. But when I started listening to Catholic Answers and I hear, you know, people ask those questions that I have asked and we get clarity on it, it makes so much sense to the Christian faith. And I have understanding that I didn't have before to a lot of things.
Wow. That's the kind of thing we hear all the time. And I'm telling you, it's not because we're the greatest people in the world. It's because the Catholic faith is the faith that Jesus Christ handed on to the apostles, and his sheep recognize his voice. But we've got to be there on the airwaves to explain and defend the Catholic faith for those kind of things to happen. They are happening every day. We share that audio with you just because, well, we get the delight of hearing those things. We get the delight of getting the emails or seeing the posts online or someone calling and leaving a message like that. It's extraordinary. Please be part of that. 888-291-8000 is the number. Let's use up this dollar for dollar match. And again, an appeal to those who are especially blessed this hour. We usually wait until we know how we're doing. And to be fully funded for the next 3 months, we're going to need some larger donations. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. Back to the lines. Now the question lines. Let's go to Ella in Pennsylvania, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Ella, your question for Jimmy.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well. What's your question?
Oh, wonderful. So I'm calling for my boy's friend who's a Protestant, mm-hmm. and he was wondering about the communion of saints, and the saints can hear us all the time. And if so, does that make them omnipresent and omniscient?
Okay, so okay. You actually broke up a little bit there after, so
well,
I'll just repeat it.
The question.
Are the saints omnipresent and omniscient?
No, they aren't either one of those things. They do have more information than we do about some things, and we have evidence in the Bible that shows us they're aware of our prayers, because we have number one, our guardian angels are obviously aware of our prayers, because Jesus says that the angels of the little ones always get to see the face of my Father,
yeah.
meaning they have access to the heavenly throne room whenever they need to report what's going on with their charges.
Yeah.
So obviously they know what's going on.
Yeah.
But even more broadly, we have evidence that the other angels and saints in heaven are aware of our prayer requests, because in the book of Revelation, we see them offering our prayers to God. This is in chapter 5 with the 24 elders who represent the leaders of God's human people in heaven. And then in chapter 8, we have one of the key angels offering incense to God that we're told is mingled with the prayers of the saints. So in both cases, we have heavenly individuals, whether angelic or human, offering the prayers of the saints to God. Now, the way the term saint is used in the New Testament, it's normally a reference to a living Christian. So this is the saints and angels in heaven offering the prayers of the saints on earth to God. That's us. And you could say, well, in the first century, it wasn't common to ask saints and angels in heaven for their intercession. So these would have been prayers to God.
Yeah.
That only makes the point stronger. In that case, they're aware of our prayer requests even when they're directed to God. They're still listening in on that conversation and presenting our prayers to God. Ah. So they're willing and able and anxious to become our prayer partners. The question is, how do they get this information? Well, it's a matter of speculation. The church doesn't have a teaching here, but we know they have this information because Scripture shows us they have this information, even though they're not omniscient, they're not omnipresent. They don't know everything. They're not everywhere. The common opinion is that God himself makes them aware of our prayer requests, that God gives a saint whatever information is relevant to that saint. So if the saint would like to know something, God lets them know it. And saints, being loving people, would like to know if someone wants their prayers. And so if someone wants that saint's prayers, God lets that saint know that someone wants their prayers, and then that saint can pray for that person.
Thanks very much for the question. I hope that that was helpful to you. It strikes me we're giving away, for those who can make a $45 a month or more pledge during this pledge drive, we're giving away everything that we've that's available. The Father Hugh Barber lecture on how to pray, Cardinal Robert Sarah's brand new book, The Day Is Now Far Spent, Mike Aquilina's book on the villains of the early church. But I don't feel like I have talked enough about this DVD set with 10 DVDs from Dr. Tim Gray over at the Augustine Institute. To really understand what Jesus is doing in his ministry, one has to understand Peter. Peter is obviously, in the Gospels, it is clear, and in the Acts of the Apostles, it is clear. Peter is central to what Christ is doing. I don't know how any person could reasonably deny that. Well, he's taken 10 DVDs. It's a 10 DVD set. These are about anywhere from a half hour to an hour long, each of these DVDs, on what does it mean to be an apostle? On Peter learning to walk in trust with Jesus. The primacy that Jesus plays in the life of everything. And then the primacy that Jesus gives, to the church. There's detailed stuff about Peter's rising leadership in the church and Peter at the passion of Christ, the transforming power of the Holy Spirit in Peter's life. And it goes on and on, including how Peter ended up in Rome and how Peter ended up dying on the cross in witness to the Lord.
On a cross.
Yeah, thank you. Right, dying on a Roman cross as witness to Christ. At a $45 a month a pledge, in addition to all the other things, we'd love you to have that DVD set. And we really need your pledge right now to help us use up this $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match.
As the music indicates, here comes the break. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. It's a great time to call. You won't miss anything. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. Right back with more Open Forum.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders. If you just don't understand something about the Catholic faith, Call to Communion is the show for you. Join us Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
That groovy music. Nice. Everybody rocking out with the air guitars and air drums in here during that. That is such a... Nick, I like that the groovy music is back on Thursdays. Is that a permanent thing or are you just not going to tell me? That you're
don't
just gonna surprise
jinx
us?
It. Don't jinx it.
Oh, yeah.
Just assume it's back.
Just assume it's back. All right. If you don't know, we used to do the groovy music every Thursday and it went away for a little while, but it appears to be back. I don't know. It's in Nick's hands. He's in charge of the sound. If you have called and you haven't gotten through, there's about half the lines open right now. Because the last few minutes were very, very busy. Thanks to everybody who has called. If you pledge in any amount during this hour of the pledge drive, any amount that is pledged, you will get the free, you will get the talk from Father Hugh Barber.
It is free.
Well, not if you...
It's a free gift for a pledge of any amount.
Oh, okay.
There's no set charge for it, so it's free.
Oh, I see. We're just going to... Yeah, it's gratis.
Yeah, it's a gift.
Yeah. Pledge a dollar. Pledge $5. We'll send it to you. It's
pledge more if you can. And we got lines open for you now, too.
How to Pray by Father Hugh Barber, a pledge of any amount, and it will get us closer to that $20,000. We're not close to raising $20,000 for this hour yet. But hope springs eternal, and often the last half hour, people, you know, as I mentioned, human nature at the beginning of the show today, a lot of us wait to the last minute. If you've been waiting to the last minute, well, it's actually very fortuitous because you can be a really big help right now. You can get us much, much closer to meeting that match for the hour. 888-291-8000 is the number. As Jimmy said, about half the lines open. 888-291-8000. Please pick up the phone and make that call. If it's convenient for you to use a computer or a cell phone, just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Everything pledged there also gets matched, and it's eligible for all the other gifts that we've been given to give to you, including if you're able to make that pledge of $18 a month or more, The Day Is Now Far Spent, the book from Cardinal Robert Serra from our friends at Ignatius Press, and Villains of the Early Church and How They Made Us Better Christians, a book from Mike Aquilina and our friends at Emmaus Road Publishing. And if you can make a pledge of $18 a month or more, maybe you can do 20, maybe 25, something in that area is comfortable for you or will work for you. Now would be the time to do it, because once again, while we have this match on, say, for example, you pledged $18 a month. Well, it's $216 by the end of the year. And that is given to us immediately by our donor. Our donor just immediately meets your pledge for the year. So you get 12 months to make it, but our donor gets 1 second to match it, and the donor does that up to $20,000 this hour. 888-291-8000. Heading back to the phones very, very shortly.
I think it's actually faster than a second. I think it's like quantum entanglement. It's spooky action at distance. The instant you do it, that instant it's matched.
I like it. I like anything with the word spooky in it. Very, mm-hmm. Yeah. Spooky action at a distance, mm-hmm. Which, man, yeah. That makes, doesn't it, when you hear about spooky action at a distance, doesn't it make you think, we don't know that much about the universe?
Yeah, well.
Like, there's a lot going on that we still have not figured out.
Yep.
Yeah. Again, 888-291-8000. I'll make the appeal again to the larger donors. If you could help us out with a $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 gift right now, you have our gratitude. I'll say it right now. Thank you so much. But also, you'll get us well on our way to making that $20,000 match. 888-291-8000. You want to take some calls, Jimmy?
Let's please.
All right, let's go to Dominic in Washington, D.C., watching on YouTube Live. Dominic, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing? Before I ask my question, just want to give a shout-out to my dad who's listening right now. He's one of your biggest fans.
Oh, wow. Oh, hi, biggest fan, Dad.
Hi, hi,
what's
Dominic's
his first name?
His first name is Frank.
Oh, Frank.
Okay. Hi, Frank.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, you've probably heard him speak before. He's asked a lot of questions. To my question, mm-hmm. I was wondering if you can liken the Trinity to the states of matter for water. And to expand on this analogy a little bit, mm-hmm. I would like to say that you consider water, the molecules H2O, as a singular unit, like the compound of water as a singular unit, and it mm-hmm. can come in different forms, which is solid, liquid, and gas.
Right.
And I was wondering if you can liken that to the Holy Trinity, how it's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's all one God, but it's different, like, forms, so to speak, or like different, mm-hmm. you know, realities of that God.
Right. So you can liken any two things together to the extent they're similar. So there is a threeness and oneness in this analogy, where you have, if you have a quantity of water, can't be just a single molecule, because a single molecule can't become ice. Ice is what happens when you have multiple molecules arrayed in a certain way. And there are actually different types of ice. They're not all the same.
Are any of them spooky?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
But you do have a kind of threeness and oneness here, and so to that extent, the analogy is valid. But the risk whenever you have an analogy is overinterpreting it, pressing it beyond its limits, because while you can analogize two things together to the extent they are the same, you cannot analogize them to the extent that they are different.
Mm-hmm.
And the threeness and oneness of the states of a quantity of water are not the same as the threeness and oneness of the persons of the Trinity. For example, when you have a quantity of water, if it's a liquid, it's a liquid at one time. It's not simultaneously, that amount of water is not simultaneously solid or gas. If it's a gas, it's not simultaneously a liquid and water. I mean, parts of it might be, but that's a different quantity of water at that point. It's not all one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so water can pass through these different phases, but God does not pass through being the Father or being to being the Son and then to being the Holy Spirit, the way water passes from being a gas to being a liquid to being a solid as it cools down. So there is a big dissimilarity here. And it's important to be aware of that because there have been people in history who have made exactly this mistake. They're sometimes called Sabellians, they're sometimes called Patripassians, and they're sometimes called Modalists. We won't go into the reasons for the other two names, but they're called Modalists because they hold that the three persons of the Trinity aren't really persons. They're modes of functioning or being that a single person moves through. So sometimes the divine person is the Father, sometimes the divine person is the Son, sometimes the divine person is the Holy Spirit, the same way that a quantity of water could sometimes be gas, sometimes be liquid, or sometimes be solid. And that's not the way the Trinity is. God is always all three persons. So as you can use any analogy between two things that you want to the extent they're similar, but we have to be aware of the differences. Also, just little bonus tidbit, solid, liquid, and gas are not the only states of matter.
Oh, can I guess? It's not really a guess. I think that I know this.
Okay.
Plasma?
Plasma is another one.
Okay. There's more?
Oh, yeah.
Super plasma?
Nope.
Double secrets plasma?
Einstein-Bose condensates.
Oh, well, I didn't want to go with the easy ones.
Okay.
Come on, Jimmy. Einstein-Bose condensates. Everybody knows that one.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Do a hard one next time. Again, it's open forum. Jimmy Akin, our guest. A whole bunch of lines open right now. We're working our way towards being fully funded for the next 3 months. You are helping us do that. Thank you very, very much. But we are going to need some generous folks to help us close out here. We've had lots of generous folks who got us to this point. I don't feel ashamed at all or sheepish about asking you to support what we do, because I do believe that this is part of an extraordinary movement of Catholics in the media offering an alternative to what the world has offered in the media for decades and decades. It's in the last 20 years that this has exploded, and Catholic Answers has been there every step of the way doing our part here. And it's your generosity that makes it possible. This is a thing that is done by the entire Catholic community working together. Jimmy read some names earlier. I noticed a priest in among them. We have mm-hmm. women religious who give and support us. We have laity, married, single, moms, dads, kids, grandmas, grandpas.
Non-Catholics.
Thank you for that, Jimmy. I had forgotten that. But lots and lots of non-Catholics who will say, you know, I'm Lutheran, but listen, we really need the full message of the gospel to get out there. I'm willing to support this. And so if you're maybe a Catholic who hasn't given, maybe you listen on that signal every day. Well, on average, each signal, if you're driving under a radio tower somewhere under its signal and you're getting this program and you're not giving, well, let me tell you, on average, there's 17 people in your area who are supporting the entire thing, 17 people. If you make it 18, that is a very significant increase in our percentages. Let's get it up to 18, 19, 20. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. We've got a ways to go to be fully funded by the end of this hour. 888-291-8000.
And think about it this way. If you're Catholic and you're listening and you're benefiting from the program and you're not supporting, there are non-Catholics who are. There are non-Catholics who see enough value in the program that they're willing to support it, even though they're not Catholic. And here you are, a Catholic, not helping out. Well, you know, you want to be, you want to do what you, you know, should. You want to do what St. Paul says, which is let he who hears the word share all good things with the one who teaches. So if you're being taught God's word here through the agency of Catholic Answers Live, you want to support that work. You know, that's virtue. You want to be a virtuous person. You want to do what you should. So give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. If it is at all possible for you, please do give us a call, 888-291-8000. We are not yet at our goal for this hour, but we have lines open for you right now, and we still have 20 minutes left in the hour. So we're going to be taking some more calls. We're going to do our part here on the air, answering some more questions, but we need you to do your part by calling 888-291-8000 or by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000, that number. Let us go now to Nick in Cincinnati, Ohio, listening on Sacred Heart Radio. Nick, thanks so much for your call. Your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, what's your question?
Excellent. Thank you so much for taking my call. So, similar to the previous question, but a little bit different, how does the Catholic Church square the teaching of the doctrine of divine simplicity with Trinitarianism? Because I know I've heard some people kind of criticize that before, and obviously I accept both, but I wasn't sure how those two got assimilated.
Okay. So let's talk for just a second about what the doctrine of divine simplicity is for people who may not be familiar. It's a teaching of the Church, and this is an infallible teaching, that God is, I'm going to use a fancy word, ontologically simple. Ontology is the study of what's ultimately real. So to say God is ontologically simple means it, on the ultimate level of reality, God is simple. And simple in this context means not made of parts. So he's not a composite being that's made of different parts. He's a simple being that has no parts. We, of course, as humans, are composite beings. We are not simple. We have a body, we have a soul, and our body itself is made of many parts. So we are very not simple beings. But God is simple. That's one of his perfections. You couldn't somehow pull God apart into different parts. So he's invulnerable to that kind of thing. So that does raise a question of, well, then how can us, if God is simple, how can there be three persons? And the obvious inference, it's a little tricky for us to imagine it, but it's the clear inference is, well, persons are not parts. If you, and we can even see that on the natural level. Here in the natural world, we have some beings that are impersonal, that are, you have a being, let's say it's a rock, and it's not a person, okay? So there's one being there, this is one rock, and there's zero persons. Well, you look at me, or you, Nick, we are each one being, and we're each one person. But notice that person is not a part of us. You couldn't take the person away from Jimmy Akin and have something else here. You might have a dead body, but at that point, I'm not a complete person because I'm a human person and I don't have my body at that point. So the person is something that pertains to all of me. It's not a part of me that's separable, like say my fingernails or my heart are. So in the same way, the three persons of the Trinity are not parts of God, just like Jimmy Akin is not a part of another being that includes other stuff besides the person Jimmy Akin. Now, it's hard for us to understand that because we're not used here in the natural world to seeing tripersonal beings. But just as we can understand that some beings are zero persons, like a stone, some beings are one person, like a human, we can understand logically, therefore, there can be some beings that are more than one person, where you have one being that's three persons, even though those persons are not parts that you could separate off.
Thanks, Nick. I hope that that was helpful to you. It is our pledge drive right now. We won't be bothering you again for a few months. We only come to you every 3 months and just for a few hours during those that quarter to ask you for your support. And we have 15 minutes left to the top of the hour on the air for about 13 more. And we need your help.
We do. We are making progress towards our $20,000 matching goal this hour. We are not quite there yet. We do need some more. So please give us a call. We have lines open for you now at 888-291-8000. And don't worry about thinking you're going to have to wait a long time, because we've got the whole staff who's here in the building helping out. I think Monday, we clock this. We have stats that our system gives us because we really want to diminish people's wait times. I think on Monday, it was like the longest wait time was like 11 seconds. Or something.
Man.
And today, it's at the moment, it's even shorter than that, because I can see on our monitor board that we have some lines open. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. And if you're listening time delayed, either on Facebook or YouTube or podcast, you can always go 24/7 to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And you can do that no matter where in the world you are and no matter what kind of device you're using, whether it's a computer or a phone or a tablet or whatever it may be.
888-291-8000, that number. We have not raised the $20,000 this hour. This hour, we are still short of raising $20,000. I believe we can do it with your help.
We are getting close, but we've only got 15 minutes, so it's crunch time now.
888-291-8000. Lots of folks want to talk to Jimmy with their questions. Let's go to Marion in Nebraska, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. Marion, your question for Jimmy. Hi, Marion.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Happy to.
I was wondering what the church teaches about a priest refusing communion to someone they thought was not supposed to have it because of the way they were living or what.
Okay. Well, the Code of Canon Law provides that everyone who has been baptized is... must be given the sacraments unless there's a specific legal reason not to. We have a right as baptized individuals to the sacraments, and there are a variety of reasons that can impede one from being able to receive the sacraments, including the Eucharist. One of them is being in grave, publicly known sin. So if you are someone who, let's say you're not married to someone, but you're living with them outside of marriage, and it's understood that the two of you are living as husband and wife, even though you're not husband and wife, for example, then there is a provision in the Code of Canon Law that authorizes the minister of the Eucharist. You mentioned a priest, but it could be someone other than a priest, like, for example, a deacon. There is a provision in the Code of Canon Law that instructs the minister of the Eucharist not to administer Holy Communion to individuals who are, the phrase is, notorious public sinners. So they're publicly known to be living in some kind of grave sin that they have not repented of. Now, that's a situation that has to be judged very carefully, because there are situations where two people might be living together in a kind of roommate situation, or someone may have repented and gone to confession. But assuming it is known that that's not the case, there are situations where a minister is instructed not to give communion. And that's for two reasons, really three. One is to prevent, and this is sort of the central one, one is to prevent the Eucharist from being profaned. Because St. Paul in 1 Corinthians talks about how if you receive communion unworthily, you're guilty of the body and blood of Christ, of having profaned the body and blood of Christ. And so because the body and blood of Christ are sacred, they should not be treated in a profane way, such as being received unworthily. Also, St. Paul warns in 1 Corinthians that if you do profane the body and blood of Christ in this way, there are consequences for you. There can be consequences. He says to the Corinthians, because you've been profaning the body and blood of Christ, many of you are weak and sick, and some sleep, meaning some people have even died because of this. And so it's also for the protection, not just of the Eucharist itself and its sacredness, it's also for the protection of the person who would try to receive it in a state of grave sin. And then it's also for the protection of the community, because since this person's situation is publicly known, it would provide scandal to the community by making the community think, oh, well, maybe it's not so bad to just be living with someone and sleeping with someone outside of marriage. And it doesn't mean you can't go to communion if you're doing that. And that would have a tendency to lead the community into the same sin and thus give scandal in the proper sense to the community of leading them into sin. So there are reasons why the church maintains this discipline, and it's something that, you know, it's not common to have a priest say, I'm sorry, but no, but it is possible, and there are good reasons for it.
Thanks very, very much for the call. It is open forum today with Jimmy Akin, but it's also the last now, well, we're in the last 7 minutes of our pledge drive. Got a bit of a ways to go, but I have a strong belief that we can do it. If you've been waiting to make your pledge, now would be a great time. 888-291-8000. I think there's about, looks like 9 or 10 phone lines open right now. 888-291-8000. I will tell you this too. In our calculations of how the pledge drive has to go, we include an estimate of those who will listen to the program later, who won't listen to the show live. And I can tell you, if you're listening later, we're still going to need that help to make it to fully funded. So we have kind of two goals. One, what is our hourly goal on air? And then what's the total that we need? And we're a ways away still from that total that we need. I do strongly believe we'll make it. But if you're listening, say, on the podcast later, or you're streaming it from one of the streaming services that you can stream it from, we have counted some of you in. We know that you will generously support us if you can make a donation at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Please go do that. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. For those of you listening now who would like to dial the phones will stay active until they stop ringing here, so people will still be taking your calls after we go off the air. And right now, a good 6 or 7 lines available. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. I do believe that we can do it, but we are a ways from being fully funded. We are still a ways from reaching our full funding goal. And so we need your help, I can tell you, as we come into these last moments of the program. 888-291-8000. Or you can, as I said, if you're listening later, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And as we mentioned earlier, there is a biblical basis for everything we've been doing here. St. Paul says in Galatians, if you want to read it, it's in Galatians 6, where he says, let the one who is taught the word of God share all good things with the one who teaches. And in the context, he's talking about donations. He's talking about supporting the preaching of the word of God. And he uses an analogy. He says, if we simply sow to our flesh, then from the flesh we will reap corruption. Meaning, if we spend all our money just on our own pleasures, then we're not going to get an eternal reward for that. We become enslaved to pleasure, and that's just going to produce spiritual corruption and bad stuff in the afterlife. But, he says, if we sow to the Spirit, meaning we spend our money on promoting the activity of the preaching of God's word so the Holy Spirit works in people's hearts, then from the Spirit we will reap a harvest of eternal life. So we actually will receive rewards that are eternal for what we do supporting God's work here in this world by giving. And you can do that now by giving a call to 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. Or from anywhere in the world, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com 24/7. It doesn't matter if you're listening live or after the fact, but we do need to hear from you one way or the other. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
CatholicAnswersRadio.com is the safe and secure place to do it. And I'll say to those of you who are listening later, or if you're listening now and you want to go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, all of that counts against whatever pledges of support we have gotten from people who are matching pledges. But it also means that if you make a pledge of $18 a month, we're going to send you the gifts. If through the weekend, whenever you get to this, if you go online and make that pledge, we'll send you the day day is now far spent by Cardinal Robert Serra, along with Villains of the Early Church and How They Made Us Better Christians by Mike Aquilina. Those will come to you at an $18 a month or more pledge. If you are able to do $45 a month or more, we'll send you both of those books, but we'll also send you the 10 DVD set on the life, the ministry, and the meaning of the person of Peter from Tim Gray over at the Augustine Institute, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And, Si, as you know, that music means we're out of time for this hour. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And this is a great time to call those lines. They're still going to be manned or womaned. And for as long as they ring, the number to call, 888-291-8000. And even afterwards, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Thank you so much to everybody who has called. We're really close now. I have a feeling we may well do it. And it's hard to do it in the summer. Thanks for your support. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Together, let's finish this thing.